ಯಶೋದನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ರಾಧೆ ಜಯ ನೃಸಿಂಹದೇವ ಜಯ ನೃಸಿಂಹದೇವ ನೃಸಿಂಹದೇವ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ಮಹಾರಾಜ జయ పంచతత్వ జయ పంచతత్వ పంచతత్వ జయ పంచతత్వ జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద్ 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 జయ జయ ప్రభుపాద్ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధ మాధవ అష్టసఖి శివన్ అష్టసఖి వృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ నృసింహదేవ్ భగవాన్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజుకి శ్రీ శ్రీ పంచతత్వకి శీల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి గౌరభక్త వృందకి ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షూరున్మిళితం జేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః ముఖాకరోతి వాచాలం పంగోరం గాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురుదినతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యఈశ్వరం వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే జయపతాక స్వామినితి నామినే నమాచార్య పాదాయ నితాయ కృప ప్రదాయనే గౌరకథాదామదాయ నగర గ్రామతారిణే నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతీదేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటు 8 చాప్టర్ 23 టెక్స్ట్ 30 అండ్ 31. 31 ఇస్ ఆన్ ద బోర్డ్. ఐ విల్ ఫస్ట్ రీడ్ టెక్స్ట్ 30. య ఇదం దేవదేవస్య హరేరద్భుతకర్మణః అవతారానుచరితం శృణ్వన్యతి పరం గతిం. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఇఫ్ వన్ హియర్స్ అబౌట్ ద అన్కామన్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇన్ హిస్ వేరియస్ ఇన్కర్నేషన్స్ హీ ఇస్ సర్టన్లీ ఎలివేటెడ్ టు ద హయర్ ప్లానెటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ బ్రాట్ బ్యాక్ హోమ్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. టెక్స్ట్ 31. క్రియమాణే కర్మణీదాం దైవే పిత్ర్యేథ మానుషే యత్ర యత్రానుకీర్త్యేత తత్తేషం సుకృతం విదుః. క్రియమాణే కర్మణీదాం దైవే పిత్ర్యేథ మానుషే యత్ర యత్రానుకీర్త్యేతే తత్తేషం సుకృతం విదుః. క్రియమాణే కర్మణీదాం దైవే పిత్ర్యేత మానుషే యత్ర యత్రానుకీర్త్యేత తత్తేషం సుకృతం విదుః. Thank you. Vaishnavis. Word by word translation, if you like to repeat, Kriyamane, upon the performance, Karmani, of a ritualistic ceremony, Idam, this description of the characteristics of Vamanadev, Daive, to please the demigods, Pitre, or to please the forefathers. As in a Shraddha ceremony. Ata, either. Manushe, for the pleasure of human society. As in marriages. Yatra, wherever. Yatra, whenever. Anukirtyeta, is described. Tat, that. Tesham, for them. Sukritam, auspicious. Viduhu, everyone should understand. Translation. Whenever the activities of Vamanadev are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pitriloka, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are three kinds of ceremonies, specifically ceremonies to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the demigods, those performed for social celebrations like marriages and birthdays, and those meant to please the forefathers like the Shraddha ceremony. In all these ceremonies, large amounts of money are spent for various activities. But here it is suggested that if along with this there is recitation of wonderful activities of Vamanadev, certainly the ceremony will be carried out successfully and will be free of all discrepancies. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 23rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Demigods Regain the Heavenly Planets. If you'd like to repeat the translation. Whenever the activities of Vamanadeva are described in the course of a ritualistic ceremony, whether the ceremony be performed to please the demigods, to please one's forefathers in Pitriloka, or to celebrate a social event like a marriage, that ceremony should be understood to be extremely auspicious. This is the final verse of the incarnation of Vamanadev. This is the conclusion of this particular incarnation's pastimes. Next will be another chapter, another incarnation. So, we will today summarize the pastimes of Sri Vamanadev. And as the verse describes, Tat tesham sukritam viduhu, and obtain that auspicious result of glorifying Sri Vamanadev. Aniruddho pratirata pradhim nomita vikramaha ambo nidiranantatma maho dadishayontakaha. The Mahabharata, Bhishma Parva, the Vishnu Sahasranam describes certain features of Vamanadev, certain characteristics. So, Krishna basically expands in various incarnations and he also manifests into the Chaturvyuha. So Krishna expands as Balaram and Balaram into Sankarshan and Sankarshan into Vasudeva and Vasudeva into Aniruddha and then Pradyumna. So this second Chaturvyuha expands and becomes Trivikrama, Vamana and Sridhara. And those three expansions expand into 12 different deities who represent basically the 12 deities of the 12 months. And Vamana Dev represents the month of Ashada. The Ashada month just passed. The previous month was Ashada month. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's a beautiful description how every incarnation that Krishna takes, there's a specific rasa. And the rasa described by Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Vamana Dev is Sakya Rasa. And this particular verse that I recited describes that. Apratitaha. It actually means Vamana Dev, he's also the Lord, the Master, the controller of the planet Jupiter. And interestingly, Jupiter is the only planet who does not have anybody seeing him as an enemy. All the other planets see somebody as an enemy, somebody sees them as an enemy, but nobody sees Jupiter as an enemy. In fact, the Vishnu Sahasranam describes how Vamana Dev is never challenged by anyone. Nobody can challenge this sweet, beautiful, powerful personality. So, there is always this contrast of beauty and that cleverness in Vamana Dev. There is also the next I will just describe about the other contrast between him. So basically Vamana Dev is so beautiful. In fact, Srila Prabhupada several times mentions how there are three incarnations of Krishna that are extremely beautiful, most beautiful. Balaram, Mohini Murti and Vamana Dev. They're extremely beautiful. And he gives all benedictions to his devotees regardless of what kind of mood they are in. So basically Vamana Dev possesses extreme might and extreme sweetness. Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Ankita Padava Ankita Kulisha Dvajareka Ankita Padava. So Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, conchal, disc, club and lotus flower. These four symbols not only adorn Lord Vamanadeva's lotus feet, but also he holds them, it is described. Also, Vamanadeva appeared in the Sarvani Manu Manvantara, the eighth Manvantara. So the pastime is something like this. I'm going to summarize this thing. Shukra Shishara Samhari Pudake Shakra Ninnanu Puji Sidanu Urukramanu Shri Ramachandranu Setu Mukadalli Chakravarti. So Bali Maharaj was the king of demons and his army was very powerful. And at one point Indra, the king of heaven, became so powerful that he killed all the demons. And when this happened, Shukracharya, who is the guru, who is the teacher and master of the daityas, of the demons, he, with his powers, revived the lives of these demons. So he brought back to life all the demons. Then he suggested Bali Maharaj, the king of the demons, to perform a powerful yajna so that they can attack Indra and heaven. Then during this particular yajna, there were many, many powerful weapons that were produced, such as inexhaustible quiver was produced, basically the arrows will never end, and many such powerful weapons. And empowered by the mantras chanted by the descendants of Bhrigu, because Shukracharya wanted Bhrigu's descendants to perform this yajna, and this yajna became very, very powerful, and Bali Maharaj got immense power and effulgence through performing this yajna. Then Bali Maharaj attacks heaven. He goes and tries to destroy all the devatas, and all the devatas rush to Indra and say, "We are under attack." So Indra comes out
in the intention to fight, and he forget about fighting. He is so bewildered and perplexed by the powers of Bali Maharaj that he cannot even face him. So that power Bali Maharaj possessed after this yajna. Then basically the guru Shukracharya tells Indra that there is no use fighting this battle. It's better that you give up, you go away and protect yourself, and this is not going to work. And Indra asks, how is that possible? How is it that Bali is able to become so powerful? And Brihaspati explains that because the descendants of Bhrigu, who are the devotees of Vishnu and they are very dear to Vishnu, performed this yajna, therefore this power was attained. And in due course of time, basically the Indras and the demigods become homeless. They have no home. They're just out there in the space with no home. And this saddens the heart of Mother Aditi, who is the mother of all the demigods, including Indra, who is the wife of Kashyapa. So she basically becomes depressed. She becomes very, very sad and morose. And in fact, even her physical conditions deteriorates and she becomes very emaciated. Then when the husband returns from the austerities and tapasya, he sees the state of his wife and asks him, what happened? Then Aditi begins to explain her misery, that she is very sad to see the state of her sons being homeless. The demigods, king of the demigods, Indra, is now homeless. So she requests Kashyapa Muni to do something about this, and Kashyapa initially preaches to her, there is no difference between them and us, why are you lamenting? But Aditi is very determined to change this situation, which is also described in Srimad Bhagavatam as the will of the Lord. Then basically Upendra Vamana Pramshur Ramogha Shuchirurjitaha Atindra Sangraha Sargo Dritatma Niyamo Yamaha. Again, Vishnu Sahasranam describes the characteristics and how Vamana Dev appeared. He appeared as the younger brother of Indra. Upendra, it means younger brother of Indra, but again there is a contrast, or the not contradiction, but there is a contrast. Upa also means above, superior. So although he was the younger brother, he also was superior to Indra. So that's the name of Krishna, Upendra, comes from that origin. Of course, Madhvacharya says that there are at least 100 meanings that we can derive from every name of Vishnu Sahasranam. So this is one of them. So Mother Aditi was assured by the Supreme Lord that he will be born to her and as Vamana Deva, and that therefore Vamandev is one of the Dasha Avataras, the 10 great incarnations of Krishna. The 5th incarnation is of Vamana Deva, who is known as the small statured one, the small boy, the child student, the Vatu, the worshipable child dwarf, who actually is sitting in the core of the heart of all the demigods. It's very dear to the demigods. And again, you see there is the contrast of Vamana Dev being the short statured one, also Pramshuhu. Pramshuhu means very, very huge, very vast. He was so vast that he was growing. When he was growing, he was growing bigger than the earth, bigger than space, bigger than everything. So this contrast between being small statured but also big is the glory of Vamana Dev. Amogaha, also Vamanadev's pastimes are known as very bewildering but very amazing, very amusing. And his activities are a great fulfillment to the hearts of devotees because it always has a great purpose. It's never, no single activity of the Lord is done without any purpose, or it's not empty. It has deeper meaning in every single detail. For instance, Amogaha, later on I will also explain how the way he punished Bali Maharaj also was the greatest benediction possible. After Vamana Dev was born, all the samskaras were perfectly performed. And during the sacred ceremony of Vamana Deva, all the demigods were there, and Sun God personally gave the Gayatri Mantra to Vamana Dev. and Brihaspati, the guru of the Devatas, gave him the sacred thread, and Kashyapa Muni gave him a straw belt, and Mother Earth gave him the deer skin, and Moon God gave him the Brahmadanda, Aditi gave him the Kaupina, and the Heaven God gave him the umbrella, and Brahma gave him the water pot. The seven sages gave the Kusha grass. Then Saraswati Devi gifted him with Rudraksha beads, and Kubera, the Lord of Wealth, gave him a begging pot, and Mother Bhagavati, the mother of the universe, gave him the first alms. Then Bali Maharaj started towards the yagya of Vamanadev started walking towards the yagya of Bali Maharaj, which was performed on the banks of Narmada River. And it is also described that when Vamanadev was coming, everybody just saw an umbrella coming towards them, because he was so cute and little that they could only see the umbrella. And first everybody thought, oh wow, what is this umbrella walking, coming by itself? Then they actually realized there was a small beautiful Brahmana boy underneath that umbrella. And it's also described that Vamanadeva was so effulgent that as soon as he arrived at the yagya spot, his effulgence beat the effulgence of the fire in the yagya, and everybody's attention was towards this beautiful Brahmana boy. Anando Nandana Nanda Satya Dharma Trivikramaha Maharshi Kapilacharya Kritagnyo Medini Patihi. So this form of beautiful Vamanadeva was a big bliss in the hearts of everyone. And he also, not only was he blissful, but he was making everyone who looked upon him blissful. And he was full of eternity, truth and dharma. So the incarnation of Vamanadeva also signifies in this Vishnu Sahasranam verse that he is the one who is above the three gunas, the three steps. There are many, many purports and meanings of what these three steps mean. One of them is also the three gunas, and other is the state of wakefulness, sleep and deep sleep. There are many, many meanings. So when Vamanadeva was walking, there were so many other Brahmanas who were also going to receive charity from Bali Maharaj, and they were all ahead of him and Vamanadeva was behind. But he walked so fast that he overtook all the other Brahmanas, it is described. So he very, very quickly overtook them and he came in the front. So this beautiful boy, everybody was stunned by looking at him, that Vamanadeva appeared first there to receive his charity. So Bali Maharaj saw this beautiful dwarf boy and he asked him, I'm sure you have come here with some purpose. What can I give you? Ask me anything and I will give you. I'm conquered by your beauty. Then Bali Maharaj is eager to hear what this boy wants, and he's thinking, maybe he wants a girl, maybe I should get him married to a girl, or what kind of opulence does he want? Then Vamanadeva says, you are from the dynasty of the great warriors Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Your grandfather was Prahlad Maharaj, who is the Mahabhagavata devotee, who's just by hearing his name one gets purified. And your father Virochana, he never went back from the promises he gave to the Brahmanas. So I am very certain that whatever I ask you today, you will be able to give me. And Bali Maharaj says, oh, thank you for reminding me the greatness of my dynasty. I had forgotten. Yes, please ask me, what do you want? Dhyanarha Vamana Tato Nata Pahi Ajamana Suresha Vasudha Danaya Yachani Kalinartha Vagvashita Nana Sadasya Danuja. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadev, described, this is a song from Dashavatara Stuti by Vadiraja Tirtha. And he's saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he approached Bali Maharaj and begging for three steps of land. Only three steps. And Bali Maharaj was surprised. He was like disappointed. Come on, ask me something more. Why are you asking me only this? Then immediately Shukracharya, who is the guru, realized who he is, and he came and told Bali Maharaj, please don't do this. This is going to get you in trouble, deep trouble. This is Vishnu himself. Sometimes there are situations that you can lie, you can escape from a trouble. Please don't do this. But we know that Bali Maharaj, the great devotee, he disobeyed the orders of the spiritual master who was advising him against the favor of devotional service, of serving Lord Vishnu, Krishna. So Shukracharya becomes very angry that Bali Maharaj is not listening to him. And then to a point that he gets so frustrated, he curses Bali Maharaj to lose all opulence. Even after that, Bali Maharaj takes the water pot and he's about to speak the words of promise. And as a last attempt to save his disciple, Shukracharya enters into the pot. And this is of course not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's mentioned in the other Puranas, that Vamana Purana, that Shukracharya tried to block the place of entrance where the water could fall so that Bali Maharaj will not take this promise. But Bali Maharaj took a little stick and he poked the entrance of that hole, which hurt the eye of Shukracharya, and he continued to speak the words of promise to give 3 steps of land to Sri Vamana Deva. As soon as these words were spoken, Vamana Deva started growing. He occupied the sky and his lotus feet started to grow immensely, and it reached Satyaloka, and the feet started reaching all the 3 worlds, and Bali Maharaj was surprised, everyone was surprised. And then Vamana Deva took his steps. He conquered the entire universe with the 2 step, everything Bali Maharaj had, and there was still the 3rd step left. Then he's lost everything, and he's still upset, not because he lost everything. In fact, he tells Vamana Dev, I am not at all upset that I have given everything to you, but what I am upset is I'm not able to fulfill my promise that I have given you. So now, how do I fulfill this promise? So there is quite some many verses that goes into the depth of the situation, the seriousness. And then comes Vindhyavali, the wife, the pious and devotional wife of Bali Maharaj, and she gives the timely advice, which Bali Maharaj is very glad and happy to receive. And she tells him, my dear husband, you have given everything, but you have not given yourself. Bali Maharaj immediately realizes this. Then he approaches Vamana Dev and directs Lord Vamana Dev to take him, to place the 3rd feet on his head. Ikonode ranganathana putta padava Sikki Tirthi Lakshmi Patiya Divya Padava. So these lotus feet, they were divine lotus feet, Divya Pada, which is worshipped by Lakshmi Devi, goddess of fortune herself. So Bali Maharaj got this great, immense fortune of having the lotus feet of Sri Vamana Dev on his forehead. Immediately, Bali Maharaj is satisfied, is very happy. At the same time, Vamana Dev asks him, ask me for any benediction that you want. Of course, Bali Maharaj did not ask for the lost kingdom. He did not ask for anything that any materialistic person would ask, but rather he requested the Lord, may your soothing lotus feet always remain on me. And so this is described as Atma Nivedana, the self-surrender of a devotee. And seeing this, Prahlad Maharaj is very happy and very pleased that his son Virochana could never take up to Krishna consciousness, but he is now seeing Bali Maharaj, who is completely giving himself in the service of the Supreme Lord. And then the Dashavatara Stuti glorifies Vamana Dev does. Meenanka Nirmala Nishanata Kotila Samanatma Maunji Gunakao Peenacha Stutra Padayanata Patra Karakanam Yadandavara Brit. So this amazing, amusing, amogha personality of Vamanadeva, in the form of punishment, he rewarded Bali Maharaj in indescribable ways. With his immeasurable steps that he took, he also gave immeasurable mercy to a devotee. And this is the heart of the Lord, the Supreme Lord, who never actually punishes anyone, but is always giving the benediction, and we just need the eyes to see that. So after this, Vamanadeva wants to award Bali Maharaj something. He wants to give him the whole Sutala planet. And when Bali Maharaj gets the planetary system, also Vamanadeva orders Lord Sudarshan Chakra, to personally go and protect Bali Maharaj. Om Sudarshanaya Vidmahe Tanno Chakraya Dhimahe Tanno Vishnu Prachodayat. I used to hear this as a child, and now I'm realizing actually the mercy of Sudarshan is upon every devotee. Bhagavatam says that because Bali Maharaj expresses devotion to Krishna, anybody who has devotion for Krishna, Sudarshan, Lord Sudarshan is always protecting them. So we can consider that every temple of Vishnu has Sudarshan Chakra. Similarly, every heart that holds Lord Krishna in the center and worships has Sudarshan to protect us from all inauspiciousness. So this is the summary of the pastimes of Sri Vamanadeva. Shri Vamanadeva Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So we end here. If you have any comments.
I heard during this past time, there was the, was it the sister of Bali Maharaj? She was attracted to Vamanadeva, but at the same time she became annoyed, angry that he was taking everything from Bali Maharaj. And she came as Putana later on in Krishna's pastime. I don't know.
I heard something like, but I'm not 100% sure about the reference. Maybe some other devotees here can help with the answer. Is that the right reference? We are hearing from some devotees that it is so. Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji. You mentioned that Dhruva, the Prahlad Maharaj was disappointed that his son Virochana did not become a devotee, but then he was very happy to see that his grandson did become a devotee. So perhaps can you tell us something about what happened to Virochana as to how he went wrong, the son of a great devotee such as Prahlad Maharaj?
I'm not sure actually. I don't have much details on that topic. But this is all I could gather from the research that I did. Actually, this information is somewhere in the Vamana Purana, because there is a further story of the conversation between Vamanadeva and conversation between Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj. The grandson and grandfather discuss. So that's a different pastime, although it's very interesting. Let's see if there's some other comments. There's somebody else.
In the previous verse, it is said that whoever hears about the uncommon activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his various incarnations, he is certainly elevated to the higher planetary system or even brought back home, back to Godhead. But in the shloka itself, word to word meaning, there is nowhere it is mentioned that one will be certainly elevated to higher planetary system, but definitely he will achieve supreme perfection. So I'm a little confused that on hearing one is certainly elevated to higher planetary system, so one will go back home, back to Godhead.
Param gatim depends on how we interpret that word. And Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, interprets it in this way. So for a devotee, what is param gatim? What is the supreme perfection? It's to go back home, back to Godhead. So for a devotee, that's my understanding is that's the meaning. But for somebody else who is param gatim, in their head, in their heart, in their desires, if going to heavenly planetary system is their param gatim, they will get that. So everybody gets whatever is the ye yathamam prapadyante, whatever is our desire, our motivation, our intention, we gain that result. So if there are no more, yeah.
Descendants of Bhrigu Muni, they help perform the yagyas for the demons to defeat the demigods. So those descendants of Bhrigu Muni, they were Brahmana followers of Vishnu. So how come they helped the demons?
From what I read, it says they're dear to Vishnu, and I don't know what was their intention, motivation to help. I'm not.
And that part where you were saying Shukracharya got poked in the eye was by Bali Maharaj?
Yeah. Not intentionally, of course.
Because he was so eager to please Vamanadevi.
He was not allowing any obstacle to come on the path of serving the Supreme Lord. Mm. He wanted to do it. He wanted to perform his duty to this Brahmana boy. And deep inside, of course, he wanted to become a devotee. I mean, if you like, I tell you the background of how Bali Maharaj's heart was filled with bhakti somehow. You know, that Vamana Purana, when the conversation between Prahlad and Bali Maharaj happens, while Aditi and Kashyapa are told by Brahma to go and perform tapasya so that they can, you know, solve the situation of their children not being in the heaven. So when they cross forests and mountains and rivers, and they go very far to perform this tapasya for thousands, thousands of years. That time, the end of the yagya, Bali Maharaj starts to lose all his opulence. It is said, not opulence, his strength. He starts to feel very weak. And all the demons, they start losing effulgence. And then he approaches Prahlad Maharaj and asks, what is going on? And Prahlad Maharaj meditates for a while. And then he shares that he realizes that Krishna, his dear Lord, is already entered the womb of Aditi. And then he realizes, and he tells Bali Maharaj that all your effulgence and opulence has been abducted by the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, who has already entered the womb of Aditi. Hearing this, Bali Maharaj says, who is this Hari? Who is this? And how can he be more powerful than our demon soldiers and warriors and kshatriyas? And more than me, who is this person? So Bali Maharaj speaks in this way, with not knowing who is Hari, and he even speaks in a way of border offense, and Prahlad Maharaj actually becomes angry, it is said, and he curses Bali Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj curses Bali Maharaj, his own grandson, saying, you will lose your opulence, you will lose everything. And immediately Bali Maharaj realizes and requests Prahlad Maharaj to forgive him, because he did it out of ignorance and not knowingly. So he begs pardon, and Prahlad Maharaj, being very, very compassionate, immediately forgives him, and he says, there is a bigger cause behind this curse, and I'm telling you, don't be sad about this. Actually, this is going to be good. Just become, he says something like, Prahlad Maharaj says, I do not consider anyone other than Sri Krishna to be the protector of this material world. May I see you in the position of losing your kingdom within a short time. And then he says, you should not be sad about that. Become devoted to Achyuta. He will be your rescuer. So Prahlad Maharaj kind of again gives this kind of a curse or benediction in the form of a curse. And this entered the heart of Bali Maharaj. So he was already a devotee. So that really gave him, the seed was already there. So that seed sprouted during this event. And he was inspired and guided by Paramatma to act in this way. Because I thought this was an interesting story to share. So thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Shri Vamanadev Bhagavan ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki.